to another episode of Prescription for Life. My name is Linda Golic. I'm the health and well-being consultant at Bellin Health. We serve regions of Northeast Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. And today for my podcast, I am very happy to welcome Dylan Valentine. Dylan is a nurse practitioner in our family practice area. Dylan, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Dylan, just so that we get to know a little bit about you and where you came from, what you do at Bellin, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up at Bellin and kind of what your role looks like at Bellin?
Certainly. So, I grew up in DePeer, so I'm from the area. Did my undergraduate down in Missouri and then came back home. Was working as a registered nurse at Bellin Hospital for a few years and decided to go back to graduate school. Okay. Got a doctorate in nursing practice in 2018 and ended up taking a position outside of Bellin just because of job availability at the time. But during the pandemic, things shifted and I ended up back again home at Bellin. So working in family medicine has been a real joy, getting to follow patients over time, you know, building those relationships. So my role as a nurse practitioner is unique in that you have a nursing background, but you diagnose and treat illnesses and manage chronic health conditions as a physician would.
Mm-hmm.
So the role doesn't vary too much within the family medicine bubble. The role's pretty similar.
Okay. Yeah. What was it about healthcare that you were drawn to? Why healthcare for you?
Yeah, I've been asked that a lot of times in my life, and there was never a aha moment. You know, it was one of those things where my parents would always suggest something, and why don't you go into medicine or something like that? And I had a lot of exposure. My dad being a type 1 diabetic my whole life, my mother having breast cancer twice, and praise the Lord, she's doing very well.
Yes.
Having some broken bones as a kid and things like that. And I myself having a wonderful primary care provider growing up that my whole family developed a good relationship with. I think it just left a good flavor for me that I wanted to pursue this. And thought, I could see myself doing that. I think it's about people. You know, I think I could have done any job, but the job would have had to involve people and relationships. This just happens to be the topic is health and medicine. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And that's a key. I think that's a key point here at Bellin. You know, we talk a lot about that. That's a very much a part of our structure is that we want relationships, particularly between providers and patients.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, this month for our lifesaver topic, we're talking about skincare. It's summertime. We're getting a little more sun. Maybe people are paying attention to their skin a little bit more. So we thought this would be a good thing to talk about. So from your perspective, why is skin health important? Why should people pay attention to it?
Well, you only get one set of skin.
Well, that's true. can't replace it.
Yeah. And not only do you want it to look good as we age, but you want it to serve its purposes and hold up its integrity and not cause any additional problems that can be avoided. Your skin is the largest organ you have. It's about somewhere between 10 and 20% of your body weight, depending on the person. And it's your first line of defense for your immune system.
Yes.
Anything that if you have a cut or a scrape, things can get in, you can get infected. So it's an important organ. It's your shield. So it's important to take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what should people pay attention to? What should they look for or what should they notice in terms of their skin?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And that's something we educate people on very frequently when they're here for physicals or when they're here with a skin concern. When it comes to skin lesions, we educate on the ABCDE little acronym. So it's asymmetry, borders, color, diameter, and evolution. So the asymmetry, that's just like what it sounds like. It should be fairly symmetrical, maybe round or oval shaped, but if you could fold it over on itself and it's symmetrical, it's a good sign. The borders should be regular, kind of well-defined. Color should be one color, not multiple different. We're not looking for a work of art in your mole. That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Also, very dark moles would be a little more concerning. The diameter, For D, we're looking for anything less than 6 millimeters or the size of a standard number 2 pencil eraser.
Okay.
Anything larger than that is probably worth getting evaluated a little further. And then the one that I harp on the hardest is E, the evolution, meaning over time, is this changing? You know, I'm fair skinned and I've got a bunch of moles on me, but I look at them frequently and they don't change. So I'm not worried about them. You know, once I did have one that seemed to change and look, there's a second color in there. So I had it removed. Good thing it was benign. It wasn't anything to be worried about, but it was worth looking into.
Yeah.
So those are the things I try to educate on for what to watch for. Also, any new rashes, dryness, skin color changes, or symptoms you can feel like itching or burning.
Mm-hmm.
It's always worth getting it looked at. We can usually help with most of those symptoms.
And back to the ABCs of really keeping an eye on things that are going on with your skin, you know, what people may not realize is that skin cancer is the number one diagnosed cancer.
Absolutely.
It's so prevalent in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's because in the Midwest, you know, we get that summertime and we just go out and absorb as much as we can.
Yep.
But I know several people that have had bouts of skin cancer, so it's definitely worth paying attention to.
Absolutely, yeah. It's extremely common, especially in those who have high sun exposure or family histories.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also extremely both preventable and catchable.
Mm-hmm.
I've had plenty of skin cancers come through in my time as a clinician where we fully treated it here in the office by removal. Or liquid nitrogen therapy, and then you're done. That's it. We get dermatology involved often as well, just for a good measure to make sure we're really doing a good job getting rid of it. But precancerous lesions are common, and we'll freeze those here and prevent progression to skin cancer.
So what do you recommend then as far as like giving advice on how people should take care of their skin? Like what kind of things do you think are helpful to do?
Yeah. Well, the most important thing is your sunscreen.
Avoiding
prolonged sun exposure.
Yeah.
You know, usually between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., the UV index is high enough to be damaging, where if you're out there for any more than 10 minutes, you're going to, you know, have some UV damage to the cells, mm-hmm. your skin cells.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes a good tan, but it comes at a cost. So protecting yourself from the UV rays is most important. You know, traditionally SPF 30 has been recommended. I recommend my patients use SPF 50 just for that added benefit.
Okay, good to know.
I personally use SPF 100.
Being
an outdoor person, running a lot in summer, getting a lot of sun contact. I throw the SPF 100 on and reapply every 2 hours if you're going to be sweating or in water. That's the biggest thing that can prevent the damage. When the UV rays hit your skin cells, it can cause DNA to mutate, which is where skin cancer arises from. So over years, you'll see a much less risk of skin cancer if you're protecting your skin.
So then would you recommend putting on sunscreen if people are out before that 10 a.m. in the morning? Do you think that sunscreen is needed, helpful?
Anytime you're in the sun at all, it's going to be helpful.
Okay.
It's just I would absolutely say don't be out there if it's, you know, during that high index hours without protection. But even 8 or 9 in the morning, if I'm going to be outside running or working outside, I'll put it on even at 8 in the morning.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay.
It's not going to hurt anything.
I had read one time too, that even sometimes our indoor lighting can be damaging to skin. So I use a sunscreen on my face every single day.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Even in winter, like I don't want to take any chances. I'm trying to keep the skin I have.
Yeah, even the really low grade UV. I mean, if it's not going to be, you know, exposing you to a high cancer risk, it can age your skin prematurely as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of products out there that are more geared toward cosmetics that do have SPF 30 or more in them.
Mm-hmm.
And those would be acceptable too.
Yeah, good. So where should someone seek care if they do have concerns about their skin? Who should they call? Where should they go?
The first thing that would come to mind to most people would be a dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
They might take a long time to get into, especially without a referral. Some dermatologists may require a referral. So your primary care provider would be definitely be able to get a first glance at things, put it through a little more of a clinical exam, give you some advice. Some things we will remove here in the office without sending you to dermatology. And then we can determine if we need to get a dermatologist involved, which we're pretty quick to do that if there's concern. So getting into your primary care provider with any new or changing lesion would be very important.
Okay, good. Good to know. Well, that was just a lot of really great, helpful information. I think it's so important for people to remember your skin is your largest organ. Mm-hmm. You only have one. You're not going to be replacing it, so you want to take care of it. Any parting thoughts? Anything else that you wanted to share with us today, Dylan?
Nothing new, but just to recap, you know, check your skin at least monthly for anything new or changing. Use your sunscreen. Love the skin you're in because it's the only one you get.
Yeah, so true. Well, thanks for being with us today, Dylan. Really appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Prescription for Life. Please like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.